Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Would you like for me to do my printed weather slide deck presentation on the radio?
Oh, everybody loves a printed weather slide deck on the radio.
Deck number one shows
he's really gonna do it.
Where the winter weather advisory is going to land. Just north of Linn County, we'll have a winter weather advisory tonight. Slide two, please.
Slide two. Can I get slide two?
Slide two. Full color, by the way. Did I describe that this is a PowerPoint deck in full color on your radio?
Guys, it's in full color on your radio.
What I'd like to point out is we are in the trace to maybe 2-inch zone for snow.
Why do I feel like we've been in trace zones before?
Is like snow shows up.
Yeah, enough. Trace is when I don't have to shovel, but when I do, it's more like, I'm just going to plan on two.
So just plan on two. Prepare. You go a little further north, closer to Dubuque, 3 to 4 inches of snow. When is this going to happen?
That's
a great question.
Excuse me. When this is going to happen on slide three?
Yes, it shows exactly when it's going to take place. The chance of snow is going to develop late this afternoon, primarily after 5 p.m. Best opportunity for snow that I'm seeing, according to my PowerPoint slide three, is tonight, mainly before midnight. Cloudy skies, trace to 2 inches with snow likely.
Oh, boy.
Final slide. This is my contact information. If anybody needs to get me, are there any questions?
Slide four. Yeah, I guess I have a question.
If you have a question, please raise your hand.
Question.
Has anybody have
anybody else?
Anybody?
Anybody?
Hey, oh, you're the only person here. Yes.
You have to call on me. I'm the only one asking questions.
Yes, the woman in the cloak. You answered a question.
Thank you. Yeah, I had a question. Any ice involved in this?
Oh, can we go back to slide one, please?
Wait, are you not sure?
No, I just want to show you graphically that, no, there is no ice.
Ah, that's so graphic.
It's just primarily snow and some reduced visibility.
He has terribly graphic weather graphics.
My God, there's circles and arrows and it's in multiple colors. It's so graphic.
Well, I feel fully prepared for whatever winter weather comes our way today.
That concludes my PowerPoint presentation of today's weather forecast on the radio. Thank you. I've got to stay, guys. I've got a standing ovation.
I just remembered I'm the only one, so I got to really woo, 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 woo.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah.
There's great coffee and water in the back.
Great presentation.
Hey.
And he bows. Ah, wonderful. Wonderful performance. You bringing the weather.
Yeah.
Not personally, but. Thank you for the weather information.
You're welcome. Thanks for attending my seminar on the weather.
And we've got 9 new emojis coming our way.
When does this happen?
In about the next year or so.
Okay.
And the list isn't set in stone. So, like, I get excited about some of these, and it's like some of them are more maybes than others.
There's
others
like
for sure.
One council that gets to pick the emojis.
Yes.
They invent them, they pick them, and then everybody says, okay, that's the new emoji
the
list.
Grand Emoji Council. Sometimes
yes.
I would like to be a part of it because, like, I'm like, I'm sure that there's emoji for this, and then I come up empty handed.
That's the one that always, like, why didn't this seems to be a common emoji everybody would need?
Yes.
And
yes.
It's never available
in the moment.
Yes.
Okay. So there's a lot of like things that we do with our faces and it's hard for the emojis to express everything. So they've come up with a couple of more.
Okay.
Face with squinting eyes was on the list. Like maybe you're you can't see or maybe you're not so sure about somebody.
So am I walking into a haze, squinty eyes? Am I Clint Eastwood? Or I'm like, I'm suspicious.
That's the Clint Eastwood emoji. Yes. No, that's on the maybe list. That's not for sure. Because
okay.
We also have cracking face emoji.
What's that look like?
It's kind of like the emoji was made out of glass and then it cracked all up.
What would that represent?
I don't know.
You're breaking my face?
I'm broken.
I guess.
Why do I need an emoji for that? That sounds like something I need to talk to my therapist about.
I like squinty eyes better.
I like squinty eyes too, but I think cracking face is a little bit more popular right now than squinting eyes. So I'm a little surprised by that. We also have right thumb and left thumb, which if you put those together, it's the Fonz.
But they're going sideways?
They're going sideways.
Not up and down.
No. We've already got thumbs up. Now we've got to the side, basically. Eh.
Do you have, have thumbs down, don't we?
Thumbs down,
so
yeah.
I guess it's to just show meh.
Meh?
Yeah. Do you like it or hate it? I'm right in the middle.
I like using them both together because then you have the Fonz. Ay.
The Fonz is up.
The Fonz is pointing at himself.
Agree to disagree.
Is he pointing up?
Well.
It could be that. What's that? Where you forget.
You have a Mandela effect going
yes,
on.
Yes, yes. Yeah. There's a monarch butterfly.
Okay. We need more of them, so digital helps.
Digital. We're trying to bring back the butterfly.
There's also digital pollen.
Then don't be alarmed when you also see butterfly net for capturing monarch butterfly.
Hey, do you want to go capture these?
Exactly.
I do like you can tell full sentences.
Thumb sideways.
Thumb sideways.
And I can't believe they didn't already have this, the pickle.
There's no pickle?
There's no pickle emoji, but there will be.
Because we all know that's going to represent a pickle.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Okay, I think that maybe it's probably as soon as the kids go back to school, but like the cold and flu season kind of kicks off once kids start going back to school and they start being around each other.
I think it's, what's the word? Incubates during the holidays.
Oh, totally, totally. So I've been kind of just waiting around for something to hit. And then we have like all of this time still in cold weather season that something could strike. But I'm trying to do all of that I can because so far, knock on wood, I'm trying to knock harder. My poor hand. It hasn't struck our family too terribly until maybe now. Because last night we were going to bed and I had one daughter who's like, my stomach hurts. And the other one's like, I feel like I'm getting a sore throat. And I'm like, no.
Better they're both down, do you think? Is it kind of like chicken pox party? Like just take them both out for two
just
weeks.
Just take them both out? No, because I, selfishly, what about me, Eric? I don't want it.
I don't want you to have it.
No, I'm going
to. You can isolate them and quarantine them. You can wear a mask in the house. You're good.
Isolate them and quarantine them. And I just thought, man.
It's like they've got the plague.
I was like, I always liked how like my mom, it doesn't matter how sick you are. She'd like, you know, hand on your forehead to really take care of you.
Mentholatum.
Yes. And my grandma was always like, you've got the flu at your house. Bye. Like, and we wouldn't see her for a month. And now I'm
which is the smart move, quite frankly.
I know. But I was like, I'm never going to be like, that was so mean, grandma.
Now,
but
hold on.
Now I am mean, grandma.
We talked about this just last week. Sore throat could be cold.
Yes.
Stomach could just be stomach, right? Stomach flu and like flu are kind of different.
We had kind of a heavy meal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and we had a doctor call us, remember on Friday from North Liberty.
Yeah.
You can get an over-the-counter flu test.
They have at-home tests, which I didn't know they had for flu.
I didn't either. She was, she opened her eyes.
Yes.
So maybe, are they home today?
No, I mean, I don't know. This is all.
This all happened just last night before bed.
Kiss on the forehead. Good night. See you in the morning. This is somebody else's problem.
Could they also be faking?
Yeah. Oh, totally. I want to stay up a few more minutes.
Ah.
It could be.
Big test today.
You go to sleep and then you wake up and you're fine. I don't know.
I
don't know what's going to happen.
Totally
get
it.
But I was just like, no. Uh-uh. I don't want this.
That part, though, of life, it's like a core childhood memory, right?
Yeah.
Remembering how your parents took care of you when you were sick.
So sweet.
Remembering the first place where you ever saw a play
or
a musical.
Oh my gosh.
It is coming full circle for me. I'm headed back to Washington this afternoon. Our community, I have to tell you, has been embracing the arts since the mid 70s. The Washington Community Theater is celebrating its 50th birthday tonight.
50?
50. Ooh. So this was where I would have seen my first plays and musicals as a grade schooler.
This is the community like program, not the high school.
Yeah, this is where it gets a little interesting in my town. We technically have two state-of-the-art theaters. For a town of 7,000, that's unusual. This is the original, built in the early 70s out near the fairgrounds. It is the McCleary Center? I'm forgetting the name of the family that gave a ton of money to build this thing. But then the local musical that like the YMCA would put on every year. And my extended family on my dad's side, they were in these musicals all the time. So we went all the time. I think I fell in love with this whole concept going to that. And then when I was in high school, we realized if we wanted to do a bigger production, our tiny high school stage wouldn't work. So I was the first set of students in high school to use the Washington Community Theater for our productions of Brigadoon, Mouse That Roared, Man Who Came to Dinner, Princess and the Pea, which is Once Upon a Mattress.
Uh-huh.
Then I watched Greg do shows there. I watched Nick do shows. So they're doing a big 50th anniversary. So I'm going to make the hour drive down to say hi.
Going.
Should run into a few family, friends, and classmates, I would imagine. Yeah.
Sure.
And it's that building is still doing great programming. And then, yeah, my former junior high, which is now a high school, also built its own because the high school itself needed a space.
Needed a bigger space.
And so that community is just open arms for the arts,
well, that's
which is fantastic.
Cool. Yeah. And you're going to go and you're going to support it?
I'm going to support it. I don't think there's any, like, I'm not emceeing.
There's
a little bit of a ribbon cutting. They have a new executive director. I think they're going to welcome that person. I'm going to walk through. They have cast photos from all of the shows. So anybody who wants to watch me point my face, just look, there's me.
You should get old headshots from high school and autograph them and hand them out to people.
I'll take pictures of me and cast photos to show you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Now that the zoning change has passed to restart the Duane Arnold Energy Center, which, by the way, was one step of a billion.
Yeah.
Like they're not turning it on tomorrow.
Baby steps.
The next step for the county is to discuss ordinances for data centers. Lynn County Planning and Zoning Commission will discuss a proposed ordinance for data center projects during their meeting tonight at 6 p.m. So we've got projects in the city limits of Cedar Rapids, but let's think about unincorporated Lynn County. That's where these rules and regulations would apply. They're going to look at everything from building setbacks, noise limits, water usage, traffic and road impacts. Large data centers would also need to sign economic development agreements within Lynn County if they were to build in unincorporated Lynn County.
Hmm.
So that's all on the agenda tonight at 6 p.m. If you've noticed some very generic black and white license plates in Iowa since the start of the new year,
yeah,
that's not a new design per se. That's the new temporary tag. The thing they used to fill out by hand and put in the back of your window that nobody could ever read, that is being replaced by an actual computer printed, police can scan it, it gets actually electronically sent to the county before you get your new license plates.
Interesting.
It's a brand new temporary tag that all dealerships will be or have already started using since the start of the year. But that, and it, by the way, goes where your license plate goes.
Okay.
It doesn't go in the back window. So, but it catching you off guard as you're driving around. That's exactly how things are going.
Good to know.
They're no longer sending the tags over to the county by mail. Like, everything's been digitized and it's all electronic, which makes it go a lot faster. Wrapping up the buzz, what's got us feeling all right? So this has been an annual tradition on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Pack the Dome. Area nonprofits and volunteer groups and fraternities and sororities go to the Unidome in Cedar Falls and they pack backpacks for families facing insecurity.
Wow.
The goal Monday was 60,000 backpacks.
That
60,000.
That was the goal?
The goal. 70,000.
Whoa!
They packed 70,000 backpacks to help the Northeast Iowa Food Bank, and they do this annually, and that's how a day of giving and caring and giving back was celebrated in the Waterloo area, Cedar Falls area.
Time and effort and energy, but a lot of supplies too.
Yes.
That's awesome.
But you get enough volunteers in that one location, in that one room, all working together for a good cause, a great cause, the same cause. And that's got us feeling all right.
And now a pop culture update we like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Michael B. Jordan gets it. You've heard the name Michael Jordan before, haven't you?
We all have.
Yes. Yes, there is a famous Michael Jordan already. And yes, Michael B. Jordan got teased a lot growing up, almost to the point where he considered changing his name as an up-and-coming actor.
Both the Michael and the Jordan part keep the B?
Yeah. He was always going to keep Bakari. Are you kidding me? There's no dropping the B. No, he said he ultimately realized being compared to the other Michael Jordan kind of a good thing. He said that's part of the alchemy that made me who I am today. It definitely made me want to be competitive and I wanted to be great at something, nothing else at that time. Just made me feel like I had to find my own identity.
So I love the challenge and inspiration of it.
Yeah, this is a great name and I'm going to make it great in a different arena.
And B sets it apart.
It is. Yeah. So, you know, it's definitely a different person. He said, I feel like I'm walking that walk and I'm continuing to do so big time. We got a lot more things ahead of me and we're just getting started. Oh, good for him. That's a little, you know, could take it a negative and make it a positive.
Oh, for sure.
Right? Okay, we had some rumors in Z-Sleaze previously that things were definitely awry in the Beckham family. Their son, Brooklyn, has not been contacting the family, David and Victoria Beckham, since his wedding to Nicola Peltz. What is going on there? There's a lot of rumors that it all happened, stems back to the wedding. And Brooklyn coming forward and kind of confirming a lot of those rumors. He says that they negatively impacted his special day in a big way. He said, "My mom hijacked my first dance with my wife, which had been planned weeks in advance to a very romantic song." They did, in fact, book Mark Anthony.
Oh, really?
At the wedding.
Do you think they did this, though?
Without a doubt, that was planned at some point in the night.
Dance the Lambada, the forbidden dance of love.
But he had a very romantic song planned. And so he was going to, like, Mark Anthony was supposed to call Nicola, the bride, to the stage, and he was supposed to dance with Nicola. In front of their 500 wedding guests, Mark Anthony calls Brooklyn Beckham to the stage and has him dance with his mother, Victoria, instead.
To that song?
Not to that song, just to a romantic song. A romantic song sung by Mark Anthony. And then he says it made him uncomfortable. It made him feel humiliated. And he also felt like his mother was dancing with him in an inappropriate way.
Yeah.
Which is so, so icky. He felt uncomfortable. He felt humiliated. And he's to the point where he just doesn't want to reconcile with his family. He said, "I'm not being controlled by my wife. I'm standing up for myself for the first time in my life. There's a narrative that's going around that my wife controls me, and the narrative is completely backwards. I've been controlled by my parents for most of my life. I grew up with overwhelming anxiety. So the choice that he's made now to distance himself from his family has actually improved his mental health. He said, "I wake up every morning grateful for the life that I chose. I found peace and I found relief."
Well, I still think counseling is in order.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
You don't want to have anybody go to the grave with unstated business.
No. And
I would also invite Mark Anthony to the counseling.
Yes, because we all need to talk, right? So it's like, tell me what I need to know.
Yes.
Right?
And Mark, to have people share their feelings. It's not professional, call everybody baby girl, but
well,
that's how Mark Anthony does it.
That's how he does therapy, which is, you know what? At least the feelings are all getting out there. But that is, that definitely needs some counseling.
Yes.
He's the oldest of four kids. So if you had it bad growing up, I don't know what that's going to be like for the other three younger ones too, right? So yeah, I definitely recommend some counseling, but no word from David and Victoria Beckham at this point. Poison was supposed to celebrate its 40th anniversary tour this year, but it is not happening. Sorry, Dance Derek Hansen.
I'm not going to hear this on the stage?
Nope. You're also not going to hear Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Is it CC DeVille's fault?
Not.
It is not CC DeVille?
Which also, shout out to Poison. For four decades, they've been a band with the exact same people in that band the whole time.
That's highly unusual.
It's hard for a band to do. It's hard for a group to come together like that. CC DeVille on guitar, Bobby Dahl on bass, and Ricky Rocket on drums. It is all the microphone man's fault, though, Brett Michaels.
Is it because he's just had such a great career going solo?
No, it's because he asked for 600% more money than the other guys.
Oh, I don't want to work with you then.
Right? You go out on tour as a group, and he gets the lion's share of the money to the point where it's like, it's not even worth it to do it for the rest of the guys.
Nope.
That he said that for every $1 that the band makes, Brett gets six. You can't work that way.
That doesn't work.
That doesn't, no. He said
maybe 2-1, right? You're the face. I get that. Six? Not happening.
That's not. Ricky said that they don't do this just for the money. They absolutely love what they do. But at the same time, you can't expect us to put all that hard work into this and then have somebody else make a boatload of money. So they did consider finding a replacement for Brett and doing the tour without him.
And?
It's not something they want to do. Like, we're not fighting with him, right? We just didn't come to an agreement on how much everybody should be paid. And I don't like it, but like, I also don't want to fight with my brothers.
I mean, that huge band Journey, Foreigner.
Yeah.
They've gone on without their official original lead singers.
Who's on that front microphone?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a possibility, but it's not something that they're interested in exploring at this time.
Guys, McGrath will be waiting for you.
Please.
Dancing Eric Hansen sitting in a bag chair right in the middle of that lawn.
Picture this.
At McGrath Amphitheater, just waiting for you.
He's got an ice cold beer in one hand.
I'm
sitting
knitting
in a bag
something, waiting.
Just know that he'll be right here waiting.
Yeah, if you want to bring Richard Marx along, that's great.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze. One of the best parts about winter is it forces you indoors, which is a great time to catch up on going to the movies, which I have yet to do this year. I'm doing a ton of stuff streaming. I think that's kind of changed how we're all watching movies.
True. But one of the things that you gave us for actually for Christmas, our favorite things, is the gift of movies.
Yes. You each got an Almost Famous popcorn bag. And then I gave you a gift card, which would equal the value of each one of us buying three tickets to a Tuesday movie, because that's like $6 movies at Marcus.
Right. And then we could all go together.
That's the whole plan, is to bring back the Morning Scramble Movie Club.
You want to bring back Movie Club with you, me, producer Ben, all experiencing some movies together.
Yes. It's good team building. It's bonding. It's also what our listeners do, right? We should be in the lives of what they do. Mm. It gives us content for the show. It's also a way for me to have popcorn as part of my day.
Mostly it's about the popcorn.
If I had to rank them. The big boozy popcorn bucket yesterday.
Thank you very much. If you missed it yesterday, we discussed taking a large popcorn bucket, filling it with icy, and then going to the bar and topping it off with a nice vodka floater.
I like that idea.
Boozy bucket of icy.
I wonder if they would let us do it.
Well, let's first pick the movie we're going to go see. Or, no, maybe not. Maybe we start with the boozy approach, and then we just pick whatever showing at the time.
Let's see if we can pull off getting a bucket for popcorn and putting icy in it.
Yes. And then, of course, Ben, if you're all in on this, producer Ben, we also get three straws.
Yeah.
That's how we have to consume it. Okay. Ben, are you even plugged into what the world looks like in terms of the Oscars, which I believe the nominations are Thursday?
Yeah, nominations for the Oscars come out on Thursday, so we don't know until then, but there are some like pretty good hunches on what it's going to be.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the list of best pictures, and the only names I really recognize would be Frankenstein or I think maybe F1.
Did you see either one of those?
No, I haven't seen any of them.
And, I have not seen either of those.
Under
either.
Anime, though, we saw K-pop Demon Hunters. That was good.
Yes.
And I really need to see Zootopia 2 still.
I'd be game to go see a Zootopia 2, by the way.
But Claire's already seen that.
I have, but it was very good. I'd see it again.
So I think the tricky part with Morning Scramble Movie Club is so many of the Best Picture nominees, and by the way, we're working off of a predicted list because we're not going to know until Thursday.
Right, we'll know Thursday.
I would say 2/3 of these are now streaming.
I know.
Which kind of eliminates the go out and get a big boozy bucket of icy.
We could make our own icies at home.
Yes, but then are you going to just give me my gift cards back when you come in the door and I can use them again?
Here, I owe you one gift card.
That's right. But the nice part about the Oscars is there are so many categories. And like usually, we might go pick a movie just for cinematography.
Sure. And sometimes they'll, once the Oscar nominations come out, then they make their way back to the theaters.
Yes. That's the other thing. I looked up like starting next Tuesday, if we were going to kick this thing off, the only three movies they currently have listed, that's actually for 2 weeks out, so I don't know when that's going to be. Where are we here? Tuesday.
Mercy.
The 20th is today. So 27th, they have Mercy, which comes out this weekend. H is for Hawk. I have no idea. And then Return to Silent Hill, which looks like a scary movie.
Mm-hmm. So, none of which in the Oscar.
No, I think the goal is to go Oscar. But again, if not, each person gets to pick the movie, right?
That's true.
Like, if you want to go rom-com, we can't decline. If Ben wants to go SpongeBob,
we can't
or
decline.
Zootopia 2, we can't decline.
Well, hey, Zootopia 2 is in the Oscar buzz.
Could be up for a Best Animated.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think the game plan right now is next Tuesday, first movie.
For sure, right. We want to get the club back together.
Yes.
We just don't know what the movie's going to be.
The welcome to the world of getting three people's schedules all working out together.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, save some time. Tuesday afternoon.
I'm blocking the rest of the next couple of weeks.
We're going to the movies.
Yes.
We just don't know which one.
Should Ben pick the first one?
I'm scared and delighted by that idea.
I think Ben picks first movie.
Ben's pick?
Ben, we'll go alphabetical.
Okay.
Ben picks the first movie.
Ben's pick.
For Morning Scramble Movie Club. Follow along as we either go to a kid's movie or, or one of the Oscar-nominated movies. Morning Scramble Movie Club making its way back to the airwaves on Z102.9.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Life has changed. I feel like especially in this digital age, maybe if it's a COVID thing or something, but we're able to stay connected to people. We're able to just, you know, have not even phone conversations, but just video conversations with people. You don't really even have to say anything. You just hang out together in different
places. That part is so weird. I mean, it's the whole idea of
my nephews watch other people play video games online.
Yeah.
Like, you're, that's your entertainment?
To them. You're just watching them.
It's weird to wrap my head around. I get that those walls of privacy, I think, are crumbling down. The idea of living your life out loud and in the open seems more prevalent than ever before.
Sure.
But still, there are times where I presume when you're having a conversation one-on-one with somebody, whether it's video or just even if on speakerphone, you would like a little bit of privacy. But more and more, it feels like those private conversations are happening out loud.
Right. Case in point, we were contacted by a mom who was going about her daily life in her own home. Her daughter was in the living room, and mom passed through. She doesn't know what she said. She definitely knows she had a conversation with the daughter. She went to the kitchen. She grabbed a snack. She went back. And then, you know, half an hour later, come to find out, her daughter had been on the phone with her boyfriend the entire time.
Let's say you're walking by and you're like, this hummus is the best. Like, you just make a silly voice. And then 30 minutes later, just the embarrassment starts to sneak in.
Right. Or you know what? You're in the privacy of your own home. Maybe you're not dressed for public consumption.
Good point.
Yeah.
You're wearing an old Boys to Men band tee from a concert you saw in 1994 yeah. as an example.
You know, you're not always ready to have the whole world see you, but sometimes that happens when kids get their devices and they start streaming. We had this happen on a Saturday morning at my house. I was making breakfast for the family. My daughter came downstairs and she's like, you know, I thought she was just playing
like
a game.
Like on her phone, yeah.
Just playing a game. I tripped over the dog because he was excited I was making bacon. And so I said a curse word out loud and I heard some other child in another home somewhere else go, like, Cora, are you on a call right now? Yes. You need to hang up.
I think the general thought is you either need to announce it's happening.
Yes.
Or there have to be rules, whether it's a personal call or what if it's a professional call, right?
Yeah. In my household, keep in mind, I am the parent. In my household, I only announce when it's a work-related call because I have avid gamers who sometimes game a little loudly. And then I have multiple pets who think that if I get on the phone, that's the time to beg for attention. So the family helps keep the pets away.
Oh, yeah. So like if it's work, it's also an all hands on deck thing.
Yes. If they can, yes. And if it's a personal call, if mom gets to see or hear it, then so be it.
So be it. Well, I think back to, because, you know, I'm a pre-internet family.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were taking a private or a work call, a lot of times it was like you're being shushed. Your father's on the phone.
Shh.
Your mother's on the phone, right? So, like, find another room to go into.
Yeah.
Because then you were on a cord and you could only go so far with the telephone.
Uh-huh.
Now you can be anywhere in the house.
Oh, totally.
And, again, in just a society or – because as much as we travel, we see this also. People doing video chats at the airport, no earbuds.
Which is so
weird. On speakerphone.
Hi, yeah, we landed.
Yeah. We're here. Mm-hmm. Can I see? Oh, hi, guy. Like,
I got you those chocolate-covered peanuts you like.
I find that particularly annoying.
I do too.
But I think it is more commonplace.
It is.
Than one would suspect.
It is. Do you have rules at your house when it comes to video conversations, when you're bringing outside people into your home? What are the rules at your house?
Let us know. The phone lines are open at 200-1029 for Momtraversy. Let's chat, shall we? On the phone, actually.
Ooh.
Tell everybody you're calling the radio station and then call us.
Helping raise your kids the scramble way. This week's Momtraversy on Z102.9.
Remember, parents, you are not alone. The morning scramble is here for you. That's why we do Momtraversy. Sometimes it's better to just kind of talk these parenting issues through. And I'm really glad that we were approached by a mom who reached out, scramble@kzia.com, that she had an issue. And it was just an issue of public embarrassment in her own home. She was walking through the living room, noticed her daughter was in there, said hi, had a quick conversation, went, grabbed a snack, moseyed back through the house. All in all, maybe 20 minutes, and never realized her daughter was FaceTiming her boyfriend the entire time, and he could see everything she was doing.
It's hard sometimes when you don't realize the other person in the house is not listening because they're wearing, like, earbuds.
Mm-hmm.
I've had conversations with Shannon. She's either on her way out for a walk or if come back in and just has it, like, and then you realize they're not even paying attention. That in and of itself is kind of weird and embarrassing. But the fact that her daughter was, and this just concept blows my mind, is on a FaceTime call with a boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
but they're not saying anything.
Right.
They're just existing together.
They're hanging out.
They're hanging out over video.
My daughter does this with her friends all the time. Like, they're all just like a gaggle of 10-year-olds, and it like might be a couple of them. It might be one. But they will play a game. At the same time, they're on a call with each other just so they can see where the other person is going. But sometimes they get involved in the game and they're not talking to each other. And you would have no idea that there was somebody that was listening to everything that's going on in my house.
So in your house, when your daughters do that, are they required to be in a certain location so you can monitor? And do you also tell them they have to tell you when they're doing it?
Yeah, I actually would prefer that it be in a public location. It's just sometimes you forget because you're living your life, right?
Yes.
I don't remember that there's other ears outside of the home that are also listening.
Well, and this story is tricky too because it's an adult daughter, right?
Yeah.
It's 18 old plus. So you can have that. It's just, it makes for a very interesting and new rule scenario in houses when it comes to video conferencing, whether it's for work or personal.
Yeah.
And then knowing that camera and the microphone, it picks up everything, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You said you got caught swearing because your daughter was on one of these calls and you tripped over the dog.
That's just not, you know, I tripped and that was just the first thing that came out, which normally totally fine in the privacy of my own home,
yes.
right? Except I hear somebody on a different phone line somewhere else giggling that Cora's mom just swore.
So those are our questions, specifically video chat, private versus public conversations with your kids in your house. How you handling that, mom and dad?
Okay, so I have a total of like 5 children. My youngest is 13. And my older ones have always known not to have mom around while they're on the phone.
What do you do?
Okay, so I end up like half getting in their conversation on accident. I try not to.
But you can't. With earbuds and video chatting, it's no long go into a room and close the door. It's kind of, it's an all call, right?
Exactly. It doesn't matter what their conversation is or what my view is on their conversation. I just try to approach the significant other in a positive manner no matter what. And then I end up, you know, somehow accidentally getting in their conversation and then I'm guiding both of them and not just one of them.
That actually is not bad if you think about
yeah.
it. So do you allow private conversations anywhere in the house, especially if it's a boyfriend, girlfriend? Like, are people allowed to go have closed door conversations?
So I think they just have learned to be really sneaky about how they talk to even just their friends about their significant other or to their significant other, because what ends up happening is if I'm involved in the conversation, they don't want me involved in the conversation, then they have to be sneaky about it and just, you know, do it more privately. Usually texting, Snapchatting, stuff that I cannot really have access to while they're on it. And if it's texting, you know, like it's probably going to be through Snapchat anyway, so then it's just going to disappear before I even get to see it.
But do you think all in all, everybody kind of respects the boundaries and the rules and this format works for your household?
I think so. I wouldn't know if something was going really awry is the only problem with Snapchat. So
I know that always makes you nervous. Like, what am I not seeing?
Yep. Yep. So, you know, you have to allow a little bit of freedom when they're being raised. You can only mm-hmm. control so much. So certain things are just out of your control no matter what anyway.
At some point, you have to trust them, right?
Exactly. Yep. Just keep guiding them. And that's where, like, you know, they know if mom's involved, mom's going to guide.
Yeah.
But I like that. You're guiding both sides of that conversation, which means, you know, it's kind of a 2-for-1 deal. Buy one, get one. Guide one, get one. Right?
Yep. Exactly.
It's a go-go.
Yeah. And I've got 3 boys and 2 girls. And yeah, so far the older 4, they've all kind of been guided a little bit and, you know, a little annoyed sometimes. They almost don't want to involve mom unless they know for sure that this is a person they're going to, you know, introduce to the whole family.
Sure. So. But hey, mom's house, mom's rules, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep.
Awesome. Love the perspective. Thank you so, so much.
Yep. You're welcome.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. A lot going on in that phone call. So basically living in a digital world, mm-hmm. how do you apply new communication rules in your house? I mean, specifically in this example, somebody walked past a video chat. I'd also be curious, how are you anticipating or taking care of that, you know, romantic conversation to your teen and preteen? Do they need to stay in a room? Do you need to be able to be privy to that call?
Actually, maybe it's for the best, mom. Consider that. Like, what if she was in the bedroom talking to the boyfriend?
Oh, my goodness.
Ah!
I mean, back in the day when you had one line in your house, another phone could be picked up and you could join the conversation, if you think about it.
Oh, way back in the day.
Now it's so private. And it makes me wonder, take this video component. Do you also have rules when it comes to when kids are allowed to be on the phone, on video, and, you know, necessarily how much time they can spend having those phone calls?
Oh, true. Yeah.
There's so much to go into there.
Time limits, too, and that changes house to house. What are your rules?
Let us know. The phone line remains open for Momtraversy at 200-1029.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.